Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. Last week, we talked about how local businesses in Las Cruces were affected by the construction on Valley Drive. In fact, you mentioned one business was closing, a bakery. They cited the construction impacting their business. What do we know right now with Valley Drive and the construction there?
Right. And La Fiesta Bakery is closing, but the businesses just, from Picacho all the way to Avenida de Mesilla are saying that they're just getting killed by the construction. There's a three-phase project going underway on Valley Drive. And what happened was that phase three, which is the project on Avenida de Mesilla between Hickory and Valley, got underway before phase one was complete. Phase one has been delayed because in addition to the state reconstructing the road, they're doing some work reinstalling utility lines for the city. They've run into some unexpected developments. And so what you had was you have phases of this project happening simultaneously. And so merchants are upset. The small businesses have been packing the community meetings, demanding, for one thing, clearer information about what's going on and also answers about when this project's going to be complete.
So how do businesses feel about where things are right now and how the state and the city and everybody who has been responsible for this construction have been communicating with them?
Well, it comes down to this. It's not just about the speed. It's about the amount of disruption at any one time. We can put up with orange barrels for a long time as long as we can get to where we want to go and businesses can operate long enough to survive and be there when the barrels get taken away. So part of it is, yes, we all desire to see the work done, but also how much disruption are we going to see at any given time? What can the city do as far as traffic light cycles and signs helping people get around to find their businesses? So there was a community meeting last week. Mayor Ken Miyagashima presented himself, and he talked about what the city can do to help. Meanwhile, the head of the DOT, or the local engineer for the DOT, said that they're going to find some more money, and they're going to try to expedite this process and get it done 2 months earlier.
Now, one thing I did notice that the city of Las Cruces has done is roll out a PR campaign dealing with the construction on Valley Drive, asking for folks' patience.
Oh, holy smoke. The city is taking a lot of heat for this. And even though it is a DOT project, people are still looking to the city for help in navigating the city while we're in a sea of orange barrels.
Okay, Algernon, now we've talked about how local businesses have been impacted. But as we are taping this, the partial federal government shutdown is still underway and federal employees have been affected by this. There has been some folks trying to aid these employees. What do we know with that right now?
Right. So we've been looking at how many people in our county, Doña Ana County, are affected by this. There's 10,000 New Mexicans who are affected by the partial federal shutdown, which is approaching its 1 month anniversary on Tuesday. It will have been 1 month if it's still going on. So a lot of agencies are affected in our community. We have people who work for NASA, BLM, USDA, of course, the Border Patrol, people who are either furloughed, which means that they have no work, or they're working without a paycheck. So we've been reporting. Diana Alba Solar has been talking to businesses, banks, community organizations about a variety of things that we can do to help people who are affected by the shutdown. Interestingly, banks are in a tight spot. They can do some things for furloughed workers. They can, they can delay negative credit reporting. They can waive some penalties for fees if you're doing early withdrawals. As people are dipping into savings, they're dipping into certified deposits and retirement savings just to meet day-to-day expenses. But as far as mortgages go, there's not a lot of room they can give.
That is very tough, Algernon. We'll stay updated with that. We just have about 30 seconds left, but you have a local business profile on a Greek restaurant in town.
Last week, I wrote about Tiffany's. Now, this started because we had done a report on the fact that the business was up for sale, and people thought, oh, you're closing, and their business took a dip. But Tiffany's Pizza and Greek Cuisine on Telshore Boulevard across from the mall is still there, approaching their 22nd anniversary and cooking lunch and dinner. So
Very exciting, Algernon. Thank you so much for updating us with the latest business news. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.